Understanding a Child's Nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Understanding a Child's Nature. A child is an offspring of a parent. And we can understand a child's nature from the point of view of a parent, from the point of view of a sibling, from the point of view of a teacher, from the point of view of a friend, from the point of view of a caregiver, from the point of view of anything at all, from the point of view of a dog. We can understand a child's nature. Now, what is a child's nature? Well, a child's nature is to be a free spirit, to be an open consciousness, to be a joy to the world. A joy to the world. Now, as a joy to the world, the child fulfills all the expectations we could ever have for the child. As a child is a joy to the world, the child is a reflection of what we believe about ourselves. As a joy to the world, the child is giving out such harmony, peace, love, and goodness that all the world feels a magnificence in its presence. The charisma of a baby, the charisma of a baby, and I would say most babies, the charisma of most babies is so peaceful, so gentle, so loving, so demanding. You look at a baby and you have to melt because they are so pure, so gentle, so loving. Well, some scream, some holler. Yeah, a few do, but that's a reflection of their parents. That's a reflection of their world. That's a reflection of what we have done to them. But naturally, they are pure, beautiful, gentle, loving, caring, sensitive, fantastic. You look at a truly charismatic baby who's been untouched by the humans about him, and you look at that baby and you just have to melt. You just have to want to pick him up and cuddle him in your arms and get close to that charisma, get close to that magic that that little guy is. And when you do, you just feel a blessedness in you. You feel a richness in your soul. You feel a majesty in your consciousness. You just feel, wow! You're really getting to understand the nature of a child. And when you have this feeling, all is right with the world. Try it sometime. If you're ever, and I'm sure you've done it, but if you've ever in a nursery and the new children are there and it's your privilege to pick up your child, what happens if you are with your child and you and your child have a rapport, you have a oneness that is so fantastic, you don't know that there is another child in that ward. You don't know that there are a dozen babies in cribs up and down in that nursery. You have no idea. Oh, when you think about it or you look around and you think about the idea that they're there. But the moment you concentrate on your little angel, the moment you concentrate on the charisma of your genius, of your fabulous child, not one other child exists in the entire world. You don't make a comparison. There's nothing to compare. You don't make a desired comparison or an undesired comparison because there's nothing to compare. You are in love with the angel you're holding. You're in love with the nature, the real nature, the original nature, the original purity and integrity of that child. That child has won you over, not so much because it's won you over, but because the two of you are simpatico. The two of you are one. The two of you are in love with each other. There's nothing that you want from that child or that the child wants from you. It's just that both of you are fountains of unconditional love. And as fountains of unconditional love, you sort of melt in each other's world, in each other's arms, in each other's presence. And the child says beautiful things to you. Smiling and laughing and cooing and saying all sorts of things that only a heart of love, a heart that understands the nature of a child, could understand. And this doesn't go on for a moment. It goes on for an eternity. For you only see that child as the magic, original purity and integrity that that child is. You only see that child in wholeness, in the allness, in the goodness. I have a dear friend who is a receiving nurse for infants who are in the intensive care ward. And she receives these babies to go into her special ward because they're premature babies. And she takes them in her arms, takes each one in her arms, and she says to that child, "Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, you're in a wonderful world. And oh, you are so wonderful. You were in a rush to get here, weren't you?" "Yeah. Well, we're ready for you. We're ready. We got a nice cozy nest for you, nice and warm and snuggly. And we got all sorts of good things for you. So you're all fantastic. And we love you. And you're a genius. And you're marvelous. And you're wonderful. And you're..." Oh, she just emotes over that child as though that child were the most glorious being in the universe. And it is. Because she has fallen in love with this angel. She has fallen in love with this wonderful child. She understands the child's nature. And she looks at the child and sees it, even though it might not appear to be there or too strong because the child is struggling to get himself developed. He's got out a little earlier than he should have. And so she's going to help him along, but she's going to see him as already fulfilled. And because of her helping, because of Doris and how she handles these little preemies over in Switzerland, everyone feels quiet and peaceful. When she walks into her ward of preemies to come on duty, there could have been bedlam there before. But when she walks in, her unconditional love inundates the entire ward, and every child instantly begins to be at peace. Every child instantly radiates their charismatic magic, their beingness, their naturalness as a child. The nature of the child is to be love. Irene used to be part of that team too, and she loved doing it. And what did she do? She decided she's going to be a clown. And so, as well as being a nurse, she's being a clown. Because working with little premature children, she had such a great joy in seeing them sparkle into life and sparkle into goodness that it made her sparkle into being a clown. What is the nature of a child? The nature of a child is that uninhibited, unlimited, unconditionally loving being. It's its original purity and integrity, as it is for all of us. And when you and I can understand the nature of a child is its unlimited quality of being itself and having fun. The nature of the child is to express a divinity that's within it, the unlimited divinity. The nature of a child is to be itself and radiate magic, harmony, peace, love and goodness to all the world. Oh my goodness, yes. Try it. Just go down and visit a hospital and look at the window where the new babies are all stretched out waiting to be ready to go home. They lay there because their mothers are resting, and then they're brought into their mothers for feeding or whatever. And beauty. When the baby is nestled in its mother's arms, it's like the Christ child is born again. And it is. For in every baby, the nature of the child is its purity, its goodness, its majesty. And the mother sees that, and the father sees that, and everyone who has the privilege of picking up that baby sees it. And then they go to pick up another baby, and they see it in that. You see it in every baby. When you have the nature of the child still alive, still growing and delighting in itself, in you. Delight in the nature of the child, for it is a never-ending scenario that will always be in you, in me, because it's in the child. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.